Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Round Leather, where we give you our insights on this week's games. We've got Europa League, we've got the Premiership, we've got Serie A, La Liga, and there were some FA Cup matches as well. Yeah. Well, as usual, I'm here with Demi.
Yep.
Demi, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, brother. Thank God. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Man. Yeah. It's just been a very, very hot week, man.
That's it. Gara. The sun is mad.
It's mad,
it's crazy, man.
Every time I go downstairs to get something, just like 5 minutes, 10 minutes away, I come back soaked.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining though.
Yeah, to be honest, I prefer this to the rain, but like...
Well, you prefer this to the rain?
Yup.
Why?
When it rains, you can't train, you can't do anything, man. You're just indoors. And we don't have proper drainage in Lagos, so everywhere gets, not flooded, but irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see debris.
Do you prefer heat to cold?
I prefer the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer the cold because you can regulate the cold.
Regulate? What do you mean by regulate?
Like you can put on heating. Oh. And warm up where you are. But with heat, man, even AC sometimes.
Yeah, you still feel it.
Still feel it, man. Or when you're with the heat, when you're traveling, when you're in the car.
Yeah, public transport. Public transport. Smell and everything. Ah, no, it's nasty. It's nasty.
Yeah, it's cold weather.
Okay. Let's talk about football now. We had the Europa League on Thursday. I'll just run through the results and maybe some highlights. Lokomotiv Moscow, Atletico Madrid.
Ripped.
Atletico Madrid won 5-1. 8-1 on aggregate.
Jeez.
Atletico Bilbao, Marseille. Marseille won
3-1. That was a surprise, to be honest.
Yeah?
Me. Yeah, because obviously Bilbao is a good team, but... And it's Spanish. I just respect Spanish teams.
Yeah, because of the football, yeah?
Yeah, but obviously Marseille... Yeah,
Payet.
Yeah, they have a good squad as well, and they've shown that. So
they won 2-1 for was 5-2 on aggregate. And Dynamo Kiev lost to Lazio at home 2-0.
Wow.
Yeah, 4-2 on aggregate, but that was not a surprising result anyway, because
Kiev.
Lazio is a much better team and.
Mm-hmm. I guess all these teams they fluctuate.
Yeah.
Lazio have a history. Kiev, there was a time where Kiev was in Champions League always.
Yeah, yeah, that was time ago. Yeah, so but in the last 8 years, they've not been anywhere. Yeah. When this guy Ayla was there, they were performing well.
Yeah.
So they've dropped a lot.
Yeah, Nani's at thingy now, Lazio.
Nani's at Lazio, Lucas is at Lazio. You know, they've got good players there.
Lucas from Liverpool?
From Liverpool, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So Victoria Pilsen, 2. Sporting 1. So, but Sporting 1 on aggregate 3-2.
Mm,
after extra time, actually.
I'm not surprised.
After extra time. Zenit 1. Leipzig 1. So it was 3-2 to Leipzig. They won on. They won on away goals.
Yeah, Zenit knocked Celtic out. Leipzig knocked Zenit out.
Yeah.
When they beat Celtic, I thought, okay, this team is. But obviously, Leipzig. Yeah. Leipzig is some big
Leipzig
Bayern.
Leipzig is a good, yeah.
They beat Bayern
over the weekend. Naby Keita had a goal. Go ahead, go. You know, very good player, that guy. Very, very good player. Mm. You know, Liverpool's got him.
Yeah.
He's joining Liverpool next season.
Yeah. That deal was weird.
Why?
Because they agreed the deal before this season started.
Yeah. No, they had hopes of getting him in January. Yeah, but Leipzig did not let him go.
They agreed the deal before the beginning of this.
Yeah, summer. During the summer. Yeah.
So that's like, okay, I'm glad. I can't remember hearing that before, where the deal has been agreed the year before, that he will come next
but
year.
But they do it, but it's not as it's not as usual as before. But they normally do it. They say, okay, give us this player for a year. The next year, it comes to your team.
But with young players now.
He's 22.
I mean young, like...
Okay, you mean like young, okay,
18,
okay.
17. Yeah. This guy is established already. Yeah. Normally, a transfer just goes through. It's either...
He's a very important player for the team. That's why they were like, okay, give us for this year, season. Yeah. Then Liverpool came in January, and they're like, dude, we need this guy, let him come. Yeah. And they were like, nah, that's not our agreement.
I think to be fair, I've heard of the weirdest deals in Germany. Coman's loan was weird.
Now, okay, look at James. James in Bayern Munich, 2 year loan.
2 year loan, weird.
Yeah. And Bayern Munich, when they go and buy all these top players from the other Bundesliga team, they buy them for the future. Like, the transfer is already made, but they are still in the club. Yeah, like this Rudy. They bought Rudy a year before he came.
Germany
is a German kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Arsenal won... 3-1 to Milan.
Danny Welbeck dive, but you know.
Was it dive?
Serious one.
Yeah?
Fish dive. Michael Phelps.
Wow.
But you know.
But when Milan got the goal, Hakan Çalhanoğlu, that was a mad goal.
Yeah.
When they got the goal, they were hyped.
And to be honest, that penalty just took away.
It took away, it killed their morale. Yeah. Totally killed their morale.
Yeah, and Arsenal was kind of in control before that goal, the Çalhanoğlu goal.
But Welbeck, I heard he's going to get punished.
No, they said yesterday they said they wouldn't. He was going to get away with it.
Really? Yeah. But do you think he deserved to get punished for that?
I don't like to cheat.
Yeah.
But
what if it gets you where you're going?
I'm that guy, man. Yeah. I don't like to cheat to get to where I'm going. So, I guess I don't know what the punishment is going to do. I don't know what's the purpose of the punishment.
A fine?
I know, but what is it going to do? Is it going to dive again? Is it not going to dive again? I like when you punish somebody.
Yeah. No, when you punish someone in that respect, the person gets like exposed. You get so referees now. They keep their eye on you. Look at Ashley Young now.
Yeah.
He's, every time he falls, the ref is always like,
I know. That's
they don't. They don't make that decision immediately.
But he still falls.
Yeah, he still falls. But most of the times, he's always. You know, the funny thing about Ashley Young is most of the times always actually fouled. But it's just the exaggeration.
Ashley Young dies.
He gets hit, but just a little then bit. Then he exaggerated.
Danny Welbeck
wasn't even touched.
No, he wasn't touched, but he tripped. He tripped. You know, the guy is awkward. He's a weird guy. He tripped on his own leg.
Okay.
Do you understand? He was running. His back leg, he hit his front leg, and he fell.
Okay.
Do you understand? Then he just used that as an opportunity and now looked up and said, you know, so he looked bad. He tripped.
Yeah.
But nobody touched him.
Okay.
He tripped on himself.
Well, that's a weird one anyway. He got 2 goals at the end of the day.
Yeah, happy for him.
Yeah, and Shaka got the other one, which made it 5-1 on aggregate.
Wow, it's similar to Arsenal, 5-1 on aggregate.
Yeah, not bad result for Arsenal at all, considering how everyone wanted... He's calling for Wenger's head.
Gives him a bit of... gives him a bit of coming off the 3-0 win.
So the next one's Lyon, CSK, Moscow.
CSK won
3-2 and they won 3-3 on aggregate. Ahmed Musa got a goal for CSK Moscow.
That's his home, man.
He's so used to the club that when he comes in, he always performs.
He feels at home.
He feels happy.
Plus, the standard is not as high as the Premier League.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's good for him. It's good for him. So everybody was like, he's finished, he's done for when he was in Leicester.
Because
he hardly got a game.
I don't think it was even so much the standard. I think he just didn't settle into Leicester. Because, you know, CSK is not bad.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he didn't settle into the English football and Leicester.
Was he given time?
It
wasn't given time.
It was given time, man.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. It was given time.
Yes, it was given
time. So how didn't he say
it? Some people just doesn't work Doesn't work for them. See Forlan, mind you, he was playing well.
Yeah.
But when he went back to Spain, you know, some people just.
So you think if he had settled, you think he would be a hit?
He would have done well, yeah. Maybe not a hit, but he would have not. Nobody would say he's a flop. At least he would have done well enough to, for them to not say he's a flop. You know, but now it was their record signing when he came.
Yeah.
So you know.
Right. So the last game was Salzburg versus Dortmund 0-0. Salzburg won 2-1 on aggregate. Very, very poor result for Dortmund.
Yeah,
you know,
they are shaky.
They are so shaky. It was a poor campaign for them, yeah. And they need to just sort themselves out. So the fixtures: Leipzig versus Marseille.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I reckon Leipzig, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marseille.
This is quarterfinals.
Yeah, yeah. I just think Leipzig is a stronger team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Arsenal CSK Moscow. I know what you're gonna say.
Arsenal CSK. We can beat CSK. Arsenal can beat CSK.
Yeah.
If we could beat AC Milan.
Yeah. But football don't work that day anymore. And it don't work that way anymore.
I'm not even saying. I'm saying it in terms of present
form.
Form, you know.
Yeah.
Present status.
Okay.
Arsenal can beat any team in the world on a normal day.
Mm.
You know, they just need to turn up. So I think if they come to the races against CSK, they can beat CSK in Moscow.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'll tip Arsenal for them.
Okay. Atletico Madrid Sporting. Mm. It's actually a good game.
For me, Atletico is going to win the Europa League.
You think so?
Yeah, so they're going to kill this one. Maybe another 6-1 or something like that.
But you know, it's funny because Atletico don't score lots of goals.
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid, they don't score lots of goals. So when I see this result, the 8-1 on aggregate, I was actually shocked.
Yeah, they are big fish in this small pond, man.
Yeah.
To be honest, them and maybe Arsenal are the
final.
And Borussia Dortmund are the three teams that are not supposed to. Well, let me say Atletico is the main one.
Yeah.
I mean, Arsenal and Dortmund are still shaky. Atletico is the main team that should be in the Champions League.
Yeah.
They could have, if they were in Champions League this season, they could have still been in the Champions League now.
Yeah,
you know, they're that good.
Yeah,
so
Atletico have beaten Sevilla.
You know,
silly man, you. So the last fixture is Lazio Salzburg. We got Lazio down.
Austria, I think Lazio.
Yeah. Okay, so semi-finals. Are you saying
Lazio, Arsenal, Atletico.
You want Atletico, Arsenal as finals, eh?
I don't care. Me, I don't care. I don't care when I meet my toughest opponent. The most important thing is that I beat them in that match.
Okay.
That's how I see it. I don't like.
So who do you have to win it? What's your prediction?
I think Atletico.
You're gonna win it.
Yeah, my brain tells me Atletico. My heart says Arsenal, obviously.
Okay. But fair enough. All right. On the same day, we had the Champions League draw as well.
That's crazy.
Let's Barca Roma.
No.
Who do you have done for that? That's a no-brainer, isn't it? Okay, Barca.
Barca.
Sevilla, Bayern. Bayern, right? Okay.
Sevilla, there's no place here.
This is the one I didn't want to happen. Juve Madrid. I didn't want them to meet.
Juve for me.
It's funny because me too. I reckon Juve is gonna win as well.
I think Juve will win this. Dibs and Higuain just have to come to the party.
Yeah.
Pjanic, Khedira, everybody, Douglas Costa.
Yeah.
Everybody just needs to, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm thinking because they've done back to back Real Madrid. If they do a third one,
yeah.
That would be crazy.
Well, don't you think they can do it?
They can. I know they can. But as I was saying with Germany as well and the World Cup, these back-to-back things, especially in a sport like football, when it happens, it takes a lot for it to happen. It takes a lot of mental strength. Because to win one tournament takes a serious toll on you already.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the balance of relaxing. I won the last one now.
Yeah.
and pushing yourself again, recuperating to push yourself. You have to find that, you have to strike that balance.
Yeah.
Remember that match, Arsenal Man City, when they beat us the first 3-0, and the commentators were saying that they are surprised that the players are playing with the same energy that they played in the final.
Yeah.
You know, there's that complacency that might set in sometimes when you just beat these guys 3-0.
They're nothing.
And you know, you understand? Yeah. So they need to find the balance with all these factors.
Yeah.
It might be, and this is the thing. So I'm imagining they need, it's 2-2.
Yeah.
And Madrid need a goal or they're out.
Yeah.
You understand? Don't get me wrong, they're professionals.
Yeah.
But that extra push, there will be something in the back of your mind saying, I won the last two now.
Yeah, if we go out at this stage.
Some of the players will start to feel like that out of fear, out of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Juve is like, these people beat us last year. You know? Yeah. So all these dynamics, man.
Yeah.
But if Madrid can beat Juve, bro,
hats off to them, man. But I think Juve will win. Okay. The last fixture, which I didn't want to happen as well, Liverpool City.
I think that's a tough one. For me, that's the toughest one to even choose.
From the draws, from the toughest draw.
This is the toughest one because I think City is a better team, but this is knockout, man.
Yeah.
This is knockout.
But it's two legs, though.
Yeah, it's knockout, two legs. And all this away goal dynamics.
Yeah.
If City should score,
yeah,
Anfield is first, Abby.
Yeah.
City should score at Anfield, I think they'll go through. If they score at Anfield, they'll go through. But Liverpool is good enough to knock City out of this thing.
Liverpool is good enough, right? City current form.
As a team,
okay.
Especially when it's a one-off knockout game.
Yeah.
City is a better team,
but
Liverpool is good enough to knock them out. You understand? So I would pick City simply because they're a better team, but Liverpool is good enough.
Okay, who do you have to win it? Who do you have them to win it?
If City beat Liverpool, for me, it's either City or Juve, man. Except they meet in the semis.
So are you having City Juve semi-finals?
Yeah.
What about Barcelona?
Bro, I think if Barca meets City or Juve, City or Juve will disturb Barca. That's what I think.
Okay.
The only other team.
Yeah.
In this heart now,
yeah.
Liverpool will disturb Barca, in my opinion. City will disturb Barca. Juve will disturb Barca. Madrid might not be able to disturb Barca as much because they have a familiarity.
Okay.
You understand? But Liverpool, City, Juve, I think any of these three teams can disturb Barca.
So yeah, so you have who to win it, City or Juve?
City or Juve.
On the draws.
Yeah, depending on the draws, I think City.
Okay.
I'll be happy as well if City wins it.
So we've got three Spanish teams.
Two English teams. One Italian.
Italians.
So it's between Spain, England, and Italy now.
So this is just clear. This just cements the argument of the top five leagues.
Of course. Come on.
Spanish, Italian, and English. You know, top three teams rather. Yeah. Because these are big teams.
Obviously, Spanish and Italian are slightly a class apart from the rest.
Yeah.
Then you now talk about the German, the French.
Yeah. Okay, we've got one German team.
Yeah, one German team. Yeah. The German league, French league.
French league. Yeah, that's
Dutch league has fallen off, seriously.
Yeah.
All these
No. So yeah, that's for the European leagues. Now on Saturday, we had the Premiership and FA Cup. So we'll start with the Premiership. Bournemouth, West Brom. This was a very, very important game for West Brom because of where they're lingering. Now, they lost 2-1. They scored first, Jay Rodriguez.
Again.
Scored first. Then Jordan Ibe got a goal. Then Stanislas with an amazing free kick.
Junior.
Yeah, 2-1. So, it puts them in a very precarious situation right now.
Yeah, man. Obviously, the nerves are beginning to speak.
Yeah.
Both games now, they scored first.
They've lost.
They're getting rattled, seriously. Yeah. They need to. I think they've been there.
Okay, let me just stay at the table now. We've got 7 games left now.
I think West Brom is gone, man.
And they're 10 points from safety.
From safety and 7 points from the man ahead of them.
Just ahead of them.
It's tough. They can do it, but it's tough.
I don't see a player like Rondon playing in the Championship.
Of course, they will do. First of all, the market for those kind of players is huge.
Yeah.
Because there are three teams coming to the Premier League.
Yeah.
those three are looking at who they can pick out from all these relegated teams that were not, you know, that can boost out their own team. Then there's also the teams that are in their mates that are still in the Premier League that don't have that the much 12, money. 13, 14, you know, all those teams. Yeah, 15. So the market for them is huge.
Yeah. Then, I'm just saying, is a top player because I rate him a lot.
Yeah, he's a good player.
For him to go
down. Yeah, there are quite a few good run. What's his name? Chadli. Yeah. I think Chadli, even if he doesn't stay in England, he'll go to a top division in another country. What's his name? Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Even their keeper, Foster.
Yeah. These are players with a lot of experience. So, the other game was Huddersfield Palace. Palace needed this badly. They needed this win.
Huddersfield as well.
No, Huddersfield, not as much.
Where's Huddersfield? In 15th.
Yeah. But compared to Palace, because the win took Palace up to 16th. Palace was 18th without the win.
Yeah, but bro, see, Palace has 30 points now. Huddersfield has
31. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Palace needed it more. Huddersfield needs the points, don't get me wrong. But Palace needed it more.
Why?
Because they're suffering, they're in relegation.
Bro, now Huddersfield and Palace are mates.
Yeah, but with the addition of, I told you about Zaha and Benteke, they were on point. They didn't get the goals. It was Tompkins and Miljevic that got the goal. But their influence in the team is very important. They need to play. They need to be on point to help this team progress. And I don't see them staying in this team if they survive. I don't see Benteke staying. I see Zaha moving
up. Benteke might stay. Benteke hasn't had a good season.
He hasn't had a good season, bro.
No. Yeah. Zaha is still
shining. With his profile. He's an international right now.
Yeah, but he's dropping.
You can say that for the team.
I know, but when you're dropping
and you're in a small team, your value drops as well.
It might not drop if you're shining in the small team.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But like Zaha, when he comes, he plays well.
Yeah.
But if you are in a lower team, like Sako.
Yeah.
I thought Sako would come and be a rock at Crystal Palace.
He's flopped.
You understand what I'm saying? And he came from PSG to Liverpool.
Yeah. Sako has personal issues.
Mental issues.
Not mental, personal issues. He doesn't play along well with people. Because when he was in PSG, he was like, he's like he keeps to himself kind of person.
They are footballers like that now.
Yeah, but if you do that, don't let that influence your behavior. Game, yeah. No, not even your game, your behavior towards other people. You said like football, like if you see them on, if you see all these guys on Instagram, on Twitter, they're always like broski, friend, bruv. They're always like, you know what I mean? Like most of them are always gel together. Like look at Aubameyang. Look how quickly I've gelled into the Arsenal team. Through the help of Mkhitaryan, because they were both teammates at Dortmund. But you need that cohesion.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, I agree, that's very important, but there are some loners.
Yeah.
For me, if you're a loner, we've heard that you're a loner. When it comes to training and being on the pitch, and at least relating to the barest minimum, hey, what's up, how are you, you know, you know, let the boys know that you are not an enemy, at least, you understand, you don't have to be friends and jovial and go to their house and drink beer and, you know, but at least let the team know that you are, you know, and I have seen videos of Sako.
He's always in the gym, he loves the gym,
but I've seen videos of him playing with other players.
I have it on my Snapchat. He's always in the gym.
But doesn't he rolls with some of these Zaha and all these guys now?
Nah, he doesn't. He's always at home with his family. That's why I got this information, because I follow him. I know what he does. He's always at home with his family. He has two kids. You know, after that, he's going to the gym. You know, that's his daily activity. And anyway, next picture was Stoke. Okay. Stoke Everton. Everton 1-2-1. Funny match, you know, because Stoke had a red card. Charlie Adam, a tackle on Wayne Rooney. Well, it wasn't. It's one of them tackles that, okay, the intent was malicious, but he didn't actually hurt the player.
Yeah, I like those kind of red cards.
Yeah. What?
Yes. One player, come on. Because some players are agile.
So
because they quickly jump,
yeah,
or they quickly, you know, dodge the tackle,
yeah,
the extent of the injury that this person could have inflicted will not be known. So let them know that you can't just come and throw your studs into somebody's leg like that. I like it.
Yeah, so, yeah, Chipamontin got a goal for Stoke. Then Tosun with two goals. That's, he's beginning to come alive now.
Mm.
I think he's beginning to get into the groove.
Mm.
Yeah, the next game was Liverpool-Watford.
Mamadou Salah.
An amazing, amazing game. Now, Liverpool won 5-0. Saha got 4 goals and an assist.
An embarrassed one person.
And Salah murdered someone on you. Well, I want to ask you this question about Salah. Salah is setting a standard for himself now that he's getting to that Messi Ronaldo level. Bro, I'm telling you, like, this guy, if he continues like this, he's going to get to that level. What differentiates Messi and Ronaldo from the rest is the goals they score. They score loads of goals.
What differentiates Ronaldo,
yeah,
from the rest is the goals he scores.
Okay.
For me, what differentiates Messi is not just the goals.
He plays.
He's a monster.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. He's a monster,
yeah,
which scores, who scores a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Salah is gradually getting to that level.
He's doing well.
So if he doesn't replicate this next season, he's done for. The British media are going to eat him. Because look at what happened to Hazard. Hazard had that remarkable season. Then the season after, it was nowhere to be found. You know.
I just hope Klopp just continues to upgrade the team and allow every player to express himself.
Yeah.
Because I think the system is helping Salah. Salah was at Roma, Salah was at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Obviously, we knew he was good, but
not this good.
You know, we didn't know he was this good. And now, the Liverpool style of play, the system obviously gives him room to express himself.
Yeah.
But with football, you always have to upgrade. So I hope Klopp continues to, you know, tweak the team and improve the team and enable these guys to continue to, because for me, I love this guy, Firmino.
He's an amazing player. I didn't know it was this good. I never rated him until this season when I've actually sat down watching him play. And it's not just about the goals. His work rate is unbelievable.
Yeah,
he gives assists as well. So his all-round play is very good.
Top player.
So with Salah's 4 goals, it brings him up to 28 goals in the league, which is the top. And Kane, with 24, is injured.
Mm.
Aguero, with 21, is injured.
Mm.
Can he win the highest goal scorer?
Of course. Easily. Even if Kane and Aguero were not injured.
This gives him the room.
Yeah. Kane has missed. Kane got injured last match, right?
Yeah.
Let's even imagine Kane scored one goal there. It would be 25-28.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but we've still got like eight games left. Yeah.
So this gives him so much more room.
Yeah.
You know, if you can score, if you can keep scoring.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, he can win it. His form has shown that he can win it, whether or not they're around. Them not being around just gives him a bit of an advantage.
Advantage, yeah.
But Kane can come back now and score 5 against whoever they play. You know. So
Salah is a goal away from equaling Drogba's record of 29 goals in a season.
As an African player?
African player.
Okay.
Wow, this guy is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's for that. We're going to the FA Cup. We had Swansea played Spurs.
Spurs
won 3-0. Eriksen with 2 goals. Lemela to go.
Can you imagine? You see that football is crazy.
Why?
I love the game, but at the same time, little dynamics, little factors are what can either enable you perform well or not. The two previous rounds, Spurs have played replays.
Yeah.
And they've all been teams less than even Championship.
Yeah.
Now
they play a Premiership team.
They won 3-0 because the two replays they played, the first legs were away.
Yeah.
At pitches that they are not used to.
Yeah.
With style of play of footballers that they are not used to. Kadami, yeah. That big midfielder for. Was it Rochdale or which team did they play?
It was Rochdale. It was Rochdale.
That guy that was just packing everybody in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So
they don't express that kind of thing in Premiership.
You understand? So they must draw that first leg. There's no half. You know, if you come up for a year, now they're mad. Premier League. You will see.
Do or die.
You know, this is. Yeah, it's wrestling stroke football that we play.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It was difficult for them.
Yeah. They couldn't express themselves at all.
So then they went to Wembley. Yeah. If not for snow, safe on that rush, they won. Yeah. You understand?
For year, we.
So it just shows you that. Obviously, eventually, the entire team will go through.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
But it's a struggle because the style of play is more barbaric, something like that, more ancient.
Yeah, compared
to what they know. You know, Swansea will come and try and play football to this Premier League level. Everybody, let's play. Let our brains and our legs do the talking.
Yeah.
So yeah, crazy, craziest.
The other game was United Brighton. United 1-2. Lukaku goal and Matic.
Looks is on form.
Very, very strong form. Very strong form. Mourinho wasn't happy with the win. Regardless.
No, it's not okay.
It was saying like some players did not play to satisfaction, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. You need to just sometimes, even though the result, even though your players didn't perform, but you got the result, you have to encourage them.
Even if you want to lambast them, do it in private. Tell the media that they did okay. Yeah. Go to private and tell them you played rugby show. Uh-huh. Yeah. Not that you will come on. Now Luke Shaw, BBC is saying he's destined.
He might leave, because he doesn't like
this
Luke Shaw.
This is the second time he's doing this to Luke Shaw.
He doesn't like. He took him off at halftime.
Can you imagine?
He doesn't like him at all.
You know, he needs to learn.
Yeah.
I don't see, even Fergie needs to do rubbish like this. Fergie will do this kind of thing if you are obviously, you know, being petulant, being disobedient to what he's telling you to do, you know, obviously, not even stylishly. If you are stylishly doing it, he will only call you out if it's obvious.
Yeah.
This one, small thing, it just makes it bigger.
Yeah, the other games were Wigan, Southampton 1-2. The influence of the new manager, Mark Hughes.
Is it the influence of the new manager?
Well, you know, when a new manager comes in, everybody wants to impress. So they put, as they say, they put body. You know that. So everyone were on their game.
I guess let's see
what the future holds.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The other game was Leicester Chelsea. Chelsea won 2-1. Morata got a goal. Morata scored first. Then Vardy equalized. Then Pedro scored in extra time. Wow. A poor mistake from the goalkeeper.
Schmeichel,
all he had to do he didn't need to come out to catch the cross. You get all he had to do. Pedro is like 2'2". You get so why are you coming out? He just had to wait and he totally missed the ball and Pedro just headed it in. But I tell you what, Kante was my man of the match. He was unbelievable.
As usual, man.
Kante was playing extra time like he just started the match.
I'm sure that one can play 3 hours of high.
Kante is mad. This guy is mad. He kept on running, he never stopped moving.
He's a monster.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is a player you can, when you pay 200 million for, you get your value worth. You get your money worth, rather.
Of physical exertion,
100% work.
Yeah, and I think he has a brain there as well.
No, he does. He actually does. Against Barcelona, he played well.
Yeah. So yes, you get the physical work.
So as well as
might not be as high as the.
No. He has enough.
Yeah.
So he was the man of the match.
I don't know why FIFA 18. They need to change his stats in FIFA 19. The guy's touch in FIFA 18 is terrible.
So yeah, indeed, he had a good game as well. He held his own. There was a couple of times.
Kelechi played terribly.
Kelechi did not perform.
Tolu said Kelechi played rubbish.
Kelly did not perform because there was a couple of times they had a break on. All they had to do was just pass the ball in front of Vardy. Then maybe they probably have a 2-on.
Yeah, same scenario Tolu was telling me about.
Yeah, and he just played a very poor pass.
He chose first of all, they say he chose the wrong option, sir.
You know,
then he now played a poor pass to the wrong option.
He didn't play well, and I'm sorry, because as a black man in a Premiership team, and your performance is below par, not always, but whenever you're called upon, you're not performing. I'm sorry, but you're not gonna get games.
But he was performing in the FA Cup prior to this now, and he scored in the last Premier League game. I think he's just inconsistent.
You have to be consistent. That's the word. You have to be consistent.
That's all.
You have to be consistent every single time.
You know, but the thing is, you know, he's in so much money now, and the typical thing.
Come on, man! Don't even go there. Are you telling me because of money he's not consistent?
That's the problem with, especially from Africa, especially from when you come from a not so privileged background. When you see all this money, it might affect your motivation.
Why is it not affecting Ndidi? Why is it not affecting Mane? Why is it not affecting Salah?
Salah is an Egyptian. No.
So what region are you talking about?
I'm talking about when, not necessarily even region. Obviously, region matters. Nigerian, most of us.
Yeah.
You know, but not just region. If you come from a poor background, it can either swing both ways, and unfortunately for Kelechi, it seems that all this money he's seeing swinging him,
it's getting to his head,
and it's getting him relaxed.
He needs to stay up.
Yeah.
So yeah, the semi-final draws were made. Sorry, I just want to talk about Bakayoko real quick. What is wrong with Bakayoko?
I've been saying it from the beginning of the season. He was off from time.
This guy cannot even control the ball.
Can't control. He can't pass. I've been saying it.
I'm sorry, but he has been very, very, very poor.
Very poor. Can't you remember what I was saying? That you were saying that he was...
When he was in
Monaco
he was a beast.
I know, in Monaco he was, but from the first few games I saw him play for Chelsea this season, I was like, what is this guy doing here? You know, and I thought maybe he's just not used to the system, just like Musa. So maybe he just needs...
I'm sorry, but... He needs to come alive.
He looks out of place sometimes.
Totally. Sometimes he doesn't even know what to do.
Yeah, he looks bad.
He looks very bad. So, yeah, the draw was made. Semi-final draws. United Spurs. That's a tough one.
Tip Spurs, though.
You tip Spurs? Chelsea, Southampton.
Southampton can win it. Anyone.
You know, this FA Cup, there's something called the magic of the cup. Sometimes you can go on to win this the cup. Sometimes you can beat Chelsea. Sometimes you can beat either Spurs or United. It's one leg. It's Wembley.
For me right now, Spurs is the strongest team left.
Based on
everything.
You think Spurs is stronger than United?
Yeah. Oh, I think Spurs is stronger. If United played Juventus,
they would have.
I think Spurs is stronger than United. I think Spurs is the strongest team left. For me, the three strongest teams in England, Man City, Liverpool, Spurs. United is second, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Mourinho's grit is always going to... Mourinho is a result getter.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He's a result getter. But in these one-off games, look at what they did to Spurs now to United at Wembley.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So, who do you have to win it? So, I'm guessing Spurs.
I think Spurs are going to win the FA Cup.
I'm getting Spurs. Okay, yeah. That's for that. So, there were some Serie A games as well. Spal 2013 held Juve to a 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
Shocking result for Juve there.
What team is that?
Spal. It's called Spal. It's in the Italian league.
Come on, Juve.
Sampdoria lost to Inter 5-0.
Cardi 4.
Cardi got 4 goals. Yeah, Cardi has scored 100 plus goals for Inter.
Mauro Icardi.
This guy is amazing. He's a very good player. Then Milan won to Chievo. Another late winner again from Andre Silva. This is becoming in norms now for Milan. 3-2 win. Very good win for them. Then Roma won as well, 2-0. Sharawi and Nainggolan got the goal. And yeah, that's for Syria. Then La Liga.
Napoli won as well.
No. Did Napoli win?
I think so.
Oh. Have they played? Because I don't have them down here.
Because I think what happened is they closed up the gap. I'm not sure.
Okay. So yeah, so Eshaari got a goal, and Nainggolan, that's 2-1 to Roma.
Raja Nainggolan.
Raja Nainggolan.
I like his name.
So, to La Liga, Deportivo drew with Las Palmas. Deportivo, that's Clarence Seedorf. I have this soft spot for Deportivo just because Seedorf was one of my one of the players I looked up to, you know. So I have a soft spot.
I guess because he's a black coach in the Spanish La Liga, eh?
A little bit of that as well. Yeah. Valencia won Alaves 3-1. Look at this result now. Leganes beat Sevilla 2-1.
After they beat United.
Imagine, after they beat United at Old Trafford, you now go to Spain and lose 2-1 to Leganes. What's the point? What's the point of beating United?
That's the thing now. Against United, do we cope?
So yeah, Barca won 2-0 to Atletico Bilbao. Messi got a goal. Alcazar got the second one. Suarez was suspended, so he couldn't play. Villarreal won. Villarreal beat Atletico Madrid. 19 minutes goal.
See, that one too. Atletico could have won like 1,000.
So yeah, Madrid won 6-3 to Girona. Is that man again?
Yes, so
Cristiano. 4 goals. So that 4 goals made.
Took over Suarez as a second.
He took his total to 50 hat tricks in his career.
Oh man.
50 hat tricks.
Only one person.
50. This is scoring 3 goals 50 times.
In professional match.
Professional game. You scored 3 goals 50 times. I don't think you understand. 3 goals 50 times. That's insane.
It's a madness.
That's insane stats. So yeah, Abel got on
video
goal
game stats.
And Vasquez, I tell you, these are video game stats. So yeah, Barca is still leading. Unbeaten, by the way. 29 games now, unbeaten.
They're going to go through the season unbeaten.
75 points. Atletico Madrid, 64 points. Real Madrid, 60. Real Madrid can still go second. Valencia, 59. They're just 4 points off Atletico Madrid.
Of course, they can't
do that. Not bad at all. So, yeah, Bundesliga. As you said earlier, Bundesliga leaves it beating Bayern 2-1.
Yep.
That first defeat.
In almost how many?
19 games. 19 games. You feel it's like an eternity. First defeat, 19 games.
If anybody was going to do it, it would be Leipzig anyways in the Bundesliga.
Yeah. Dortmund beat Hannover. On your Batman got the goal.
Batman again.
11 goals.
Batman again.
11 goals so far.
He might still.
11 games, 8 goals, sorry. 11 games. He has scored 11 games. He has scored 8 goals.
If I was him, I'll stay.
You stay?
Yeah, if Conte is still coach, I might stay. Because, man, he's having so much fun. He just breezed into the team and gelled so seamlessly.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad level team. It's Borussia Dortmund, for crying out loud.
Top three team
in the German Bundesliga.
So yeah, Bayern is still leading, 66 points. Schalke is actually second, 49. Yeah. The difference between first and second is 17 points. That Bayern are cheats, man. Cheats.
Well, that's how it is in all the leagues, though. Some crazy difference.
No.
Spain, England, and Germany, same. France, I'm sure, it's the same thing. First is ahead by some.
I think it's just Italian that is the closest.
Italian is the only one that they are fighting. Yeah. Napoli and Juve.
Napoli and Juve. Because okay, let's just brief recap on what you just said. Premiership, we can say City has won the league.
Of course.
La Liga, we can say Barca has won the league.
Oh, of course.
League One, PSG.
They won the league since.
Bundesliga, Bayern won the league. So it's just, to be honest, it's just Italian league. Which Juve are just leading by 3 points.
Yeah, that's a battle.
Big battle. So, yeah, that's about the league. Now we'll talk about NPFL. NPFL. So, there were some games in the CAF Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the CAF Champions League right now. Last week we talked about MFM.
2-1.
2-1 at home to MC... Algiers, a team from Tunisia.
From Algeria.
Tunisia.
Algeria.
Tunisia.
Okay. No way, you got your information from me.
It's Tunisia.
It's Algeria. MC Algiers.
MC Algiers.
Algiers is the capital of Algeria.
I thought it was Tunisia. I thought it was Algeria as well.
It's Tunisia. They flew which day like this, and I spoke to guy. Was chatting with Flo. I didn't speak to him.
Yeah. Oh, Flo, the guy that scored the goal.
Fourth in Algerian league.
When did I see Tunisia then?
It's Algeria, bruv.
Don't believe everything you see on the internet. Algeria, okay. Algeria. Because I was wondering, Algiers is Algeria. Yeah. Yeah. So when I saw Tunisia, I was like, ah, come on, man. So, yeah. So the return leg in Algeria,
yeah.
6-0.
Are you sure? Wasn't it 1-0?
Nah, come on, man.
Hide your face. MFM, hide your face. Nah, man, keep your head up via bag. We're still in the Confederations Cup.
Well, yeah, that's the CAF Champions League. So they automatically drop to the Confederation Cup. Yeah, which is another version.
I think the difference of just like Europa. It's just the difference. Remember we talked about last year, I mean last episode. The system in all these countries is higher, and it just shows in the level of football. That's all.
The North American teams are way ahead. Continental football.
They're ahead. Not way ahead. They're ahead.
Damien, for you to go lose 6-0, it shows that you're not mates.
They lost here 2-1.
2-1. Come on, they go different.
MFM flew on Friday night. Played the match on Saturday night.
Whose fault is that's not an excuse?
No, I'm just saying that there are other factors.
Nah. Don't even start. Don't start. I don't want you to bring excuses.
I'm not using them as excuses. Yeah. Don't think I'm using them as excuses. I'm just saying that these are the things that we suffer in Nigeria.
Yeah.
That enables them, that doesn't allow them to be at their best. Now there are no excuses.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can go there. And there's also a golf in class, yes, but it's not 6-0 golf. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But this is a team which play this competition every year.
Yeah, there's also that factor.
So this is MFM's first season.
Yeah. So there's also that factor. I don't think... come on. Good, you are playing... do you see the amount of fans in that stadium?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was a big turnover.
Big match.
Okay, yeah. So the other team representing Nigeria in the Champions League was Plateau United versus Etoile de Suez. This one is Tunisia. It's a Tunisian
team. Etoile de Suez is Tunisia, yeah.
Yeah. Plateau United won 1-0, but wasn't enough. If they had gotten another goal, it would have been 4-4 on aggregate, and Plateau would have gone through on the away goal rule. So they were just able to get a goal, which made it 4-3 to Etoile. They tried, but it wasn't enough. They were
Rob,
so
look,
close.
Our professional teams in Nigeria are glorified grassroots teams, especially a team like MFM. MFM is a church team. They are just using, they're improvising to be a professional team.
Yeah.
Same with all these government-owned teams. They're just improvising, doing their best, the little they know. Look at the structure in all these countries, man. When Kini came to Agege Stadium, Algiers, they came with their coaching crew was like 15 men strong.
Wow.
They came with 2 private jets.
Wow.
Came with their own food, their own water. Came 4 days earlier.
Wow. Wow.
MFM went the day before.
Imagine the fatigue.
You understand? Like, Plateau United, I'm sure they suffered similar. You know, so there are so many things that reduce our ability to perform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the fact that we are also
struggling
below them,
yeah,
technical wise.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the CAF Champions League. So MFM and Plateau United, which they are the only two teams representing Nigeria in Champions League, as all they've both dropped
to the Confederation Cup,
which is the equivalent of the Europa League
in Africa.
So now we have teams in the Confederation Cup right now, which is Akwa United and Enyimba.
Yeah.
So Akwa United played against Al Ittihad of Libya.
Yeah.
They won 1-0, which took the match to extra time. It was 1-1. Akwa United won on penalties 3-2. So they're through to the next round.
Yeah.
So the next game was Enyimba versus Energy. Enyimba won 3-2, which was 5-2 on aggregate. Enyimba through to the next round. So we have four teams in the half confrontation.
Yeah, this is our level. Most of the teams, Libya now. Uh-huh. It's our level.
But we're better than this, though.
We are, but you know, you have to do the work to show that you're better. Hopefully, Nigeria will get to that point.
Well, okay, I hope so. The shocking result of the round was this team from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Woodstar Dicha. They beat Zamalek.
They knocked Zamalek out?
Yeah. On penalties, 4-3.
Yeah, so hopefully MFM can do such next year.
So, this Zamalek was in the Confederation Cup. They didn't qualify for Champions League. Yeah. They had a poor season last season.
Zamalek of Egypt.
Yeah, and they got knocked out. So, yeah. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, yeah, that's the roundup of football during the week. And, well, have you got anything to say?
No, just...
International week, right?
Yeah.
International week coming up this week. So
crazy games. Support Nigeria versus Poland.
Nigeria, Poland.
We're playing Serbia as well.
We're playing Serbia, Nigeria, Serbia. England have a big
Italy
game as well.
Germany, I think.
Italy, Germany. There are a lot of big games.
Yeah.
Big friendly games. Yeah. And we'll talk about them as well.
Yeah. Those games will be interesting.
Yeah.
So Marcos Alonso got called up to the national team.
Yeah. He deserved it.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and support MFM if you're in Lagos. Go and watch the match at Agege Stadium.
Wherever you are, Lagos, Abuja, Akure, pick a team and just support.
There's a team
in every state in Nigeria. Just pick a team and just support them. Just learn about them, follow them. All these things are on Twitter. They have social media as well, so you can follow them as well for updates and all that. If you can't watch them, MFM has a Twitter handle, MFM at MFM. You know, Enyimba at Enyimba. They have all this down. So yeah, that's for that, man.
All right, have a good week.
So wish you a lovely week ahead.
Yeah,
and we will be back next week. So comment, subscribe, share, and
bye bye.
We out.